Well, I guess I need to ask, why did you decide to leave in 1990? What led to that? I mean, you got us through restructuring. Did it just feel like it was the right time, or what was the impetus for that?
I sort of had the feeling that I'd done about as much as I could do at the University of Alaska in terms of shaping the institution. I didn't see much more that needed doing, though I knew, you know, there are always things that you can do. As a colleague of mine used to say, he retired for his health, and I retired because my health was good. I figured it was a good time to take advantage of that and be able to do other things. And the Board of Regents was changing, and the new board was not nearly as much fun to work with as the board that I had gotten initially.
Yes.
And that began to lose its charm. And it wasn't that I disagreed with the new board members, but they weren't nearly as impressive and as the people that had preceded them.
Yes.
And Steve Cooper, I didn't feel, helped me very much by selecting sensitive, knowledgeable, decisive regents. I did not get that in the next generation, and I saw that continuing and as more people came up for renewal.
Yes.
So I thought, might be a good time to go else, do something else.
I think the other thing is that we began to realize that we were separating ourselves from our families.
Yes.
And we sort of dismissed problems down in the lower 48. we decided we didn't want to be in that role. We wanted to get back into, that's not necessarily being right with our families or friends, but being closer.
It's isolating. So did you move here directly from Fairbanks?
We moved to Santa Barbara, not here. We lived over on a wonderful house overlooking the channel and beautiful.
So have you done any consulting work since then, or did you just go into a wonderful retirement?
For the next 5 years, I was active, and I chaired the Arctic Research Commission for 5 years and did some consulting.
Okay.
And presidential selection?
Yeah, I was in doing presidential searches.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Through Association of Governing Boards?
Yeah. Charlie Neff was running
that program
at the time, So I worked with him.
And when you left UAF, had funding sort of been reinstated again, or was the price of oil still low when you left?
No, it had recovered.
Didn't.
Yeah. Market. Never. The state was never quite as generous as it had been. Of course, remember, those days, a high oil price was $30 a barrel.
Yes.
Not $100 where it went to a few years ago.
Yes.
So state funding was, but still much better than it had been. Yeah. So it had come back, but we hadn't done particularly well for the university didn't recover its funding very quickly.
No.
Came slowly.
No, it probably was about, it was under the tenure of Mark Hamilton when it finally really recovered.
Yeah.
It took nearly 10 years.
Yes. Well, you mentioned that salaries were
frozen.
Fred and Pinch didn't move for a long time.
A very long time, yeah. I was fortunate to have gotten hired when I did, that was for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So. Well, what advice or guidance would you give? Our current president is Jim Johnson.
Yes.
Jim came to the university as our labor relations director.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Be our vice president for human resources, and then went on to be our vice president for administration, and then left the university and went into the private sector for a while,
yeah.
And then was hired last year as president. And then we don't have a permanent chancellor right now, our interim chancellor.
Oh.
After Brian left, we had a regent step down from being a regent, former CEO of Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, who was our interim chancellor for a year, Mike Powers. And then in August, former associate provost Dana Thomas agreed to serve as interim chancellor for the foreseeable future.
Oh, okay.
We don't know how long that will be. So we're without a permanent or a full-time, I shouldn't say permanent.
I didn't realize you'd,
yes.
You're still
we
without
are still
a replacement.
An interim yeah. chancellor. So what advice or guidance would you give to President Johnson at this time when we are really going through a extraordinarily difficult time with finances?
It's hard.
You're glad you're retired.
Hope he can find ways of holding the university together under really difficult financial circumstances. I know that. How you do that is difficult. One doesn't know. You just work hard at it. Do a lot of consulting with your,
yes.
with your colleagues and with your public and with your legislature, and try to find areas of agreement where people can help you reduce your costs. It's never easy.
It will not be easy.
And if you're, I probably went through 5 different recessions in my years as an administrator in Michigan and New York and in Alaska. So it's just part of the game. And every time you try to take advantage of the turndown to make things, to solve problems that you couldn't solve any other way.
Yes. Do you think we're in a tougher recession in our budget time than we were in the mid-80s than in Alaska now, just from what you've observed?
It sounds like it's certainly comparable. And, and with the oil prices where they are, it doesn't look like they're going to get better for a while.
Or at least they did go up after the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Don't think they're going to do that this time.
No, or not for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best predictions are that at least through 2017,
yes.
we'll be with the current $45 to $50 a barrel. It might go up to $60. But at the same time, we were pumping 2 million barrels a day
yes.
in 1990. And today it's, 600,000 or thereabouts,
yeah.
something like that.
Way down.
Yeah.
Way down.
And it probably won't go higher, because who's going to invest money in finding new oil fields at with the current price?
Mm-hmm. I think our Alaska legislature and our governor is, the next couple of years are going to be very telling on finally diversifying. And we're going to have to start paying a little bit more. We're still without a state income tax. We still have a pretty healthy permanent fund dividend.
Yep.
And although people are bemoaning the fact we only got $1,000 this year instead of
$2,000,
I remember when it was $300, and we thought that was a lot of money.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of tough changes for the university, but. But in my opinion, we will survive, and it sounds like you share the opinion that we might look different.
Yeah.
But we'll come out the other side. We just might not look quite the same.
Well, I don't see the university as having made any extensive commitments that are an embarrassment or a challenge. Mm-hmm. That, and other institutions I know pretty well have gotten themselves out on a limb in terms of big athletic programs or extensive graduate studies that they have a very hard time maintaining. And I don't see the University of Alaska having gotten into that kind of problem.
Well, that ought to get us to this other side whenever and wherever that.
And your tuition remains quite low, as I recall.
Yes, that will change a bit, but our out-of-state tuition is still lower than in-state tuition at University of California.
Is that right?
So that's going to have to change a bit.
I believe they said a 10% increase for next year, possibly.
Yeah. That won't surprise me, 10%.
10%. Oh, well, that's big, but. See, our daughter at Irvine, they're about 12 or 13,000 for in-state students, maybe a little more now.
Yeah, it's...
When in your time there, when it was going through tough times, did a lot of faculty leave, and were you concerned about the quality of the education that was going to be delivered to students?
I don't remember any particular loss of faculty that was greater than a normal turnover. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't think the impact of this on faculty was particularly great in the beginning. Over time, faculty salaries did erode because salaries did not go up. When I got there, faculty salaries were very generous by national standards. Mm-hmm. By the time I left, they weren't so generous at all. And I know it didn't get better for some years after that. And I recall in some years looking at the listing of AUP salaries for Alaska, and whereas it was high competitively, it kept coming down relative to other institutions. I always compared it with my institution in Oakland University in Michigan, and when I first started watching it, it would be considerably above Oakland, and over time, Oakland University turned out to be paying higher salaries at every level than that. That didn't make any sense.
And you can't do you can't run an institution on adjunct faculty alone, or you damage your.
I think that's just terrible.
More than just your accreditation.
Well, it'd affect your accreditation. People were running 60% adjuncts. That's just hopeless. Completely.
That's not fair to the students.
It's changed, of course. I never was responsible in an institution which had more than 5 to 10% adjuncts, and those are usually people with specialties that you couldn't get any other way. You know, somebody who's working in the field who you don't have faculty with that kind of specialization. Yes. But today it's just a cheap way of running an institution, and I think it's deplorable.
Any other insights about higher education?
Oh, I've been removed from it actively now for 30 years. I watch it unfold. I've taught some courses on higher education over the years. And big-time athletics, I personally find ridiculous. It's just, and we know today that no president can fire a coach, no matter what. It's just a way of getting fired, that's all, yourself.
Yes.
And when the coach makes $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 million a year, things are bad. And that element of higher education I find difficult. There are all kinds of fascinating problems I deal with. I've been in a course take up the issue of sexual assault on campuses.
Yes.
And
yes.
How do campuses deal with that and all the complications that that has generated everywhere around the country.
Yeah, Title IX is the big buzz right now for some very, very solid reasons, good reasons.
Oh, but absolutely.
It is a tremendously difficult problem to solve.
Yes, it is.
So,
but it is solvable to a degree. You're not solved. You can't ever solve that problem.
Yes.
But you can certainly deal with it more effectively. But now that we get into this national election where sexual assault is a central issue,
yes.
From what Mr. Trump describes, he would be expelled from virtually any university in the country today for what he says he did. And I think here is... any college student knows that's grounds for dismissal, permanent expulsion.
Yes.
And this guy says, well, it's a game, which is very interesting, with the university struggling to deal with the problem of sexual inappropriate sexual behavior, and then this comes up as kind of a casual issue in national politics. Where are we?
Yes.
Frightening. Anyway, the whole research area is an intriguing one.
Yes.
Our daughter is, in a major research university, one of the world's largest, and the amount of money they spend on research, a new faculty member gets $1 million package.
Wow.
for their equipment and their lab or more, depending on in the sciences.
Wow.
It's a kind of a routine $1 million to start. And many institutions are trying to compete with this, and I don't know how you do it. And that's the University of California. They are a research university, and they spend money, big money, on research.
Yes.
And they do it very well. They're mighty good at it. But other institutions around the country are trying to compete in that league, and man, that's not easy competition.
No.
And then you play cases like Stanford and Harvard, probably their $2 or $3 million is given to a brand new junior faculty member to set up his or her laboratory.
It makes it even wiser that the University of Alaska has really narrowed its, really has a unique place in the world that's what we research because that's where we are and that's what we know.
Yeah, well,
and that's helped us.
Yeah, the focus on northern research, and now that the Arctic is finally becoming a political area of political interest. And when I worked on the Arctic Research Commission, we tried constantly to get Congress and federal agencies aware of the importance of the Arctic in the future of the country. Well, yeah.
They were enamored of the South.
Well, the Antarctic got a great...
We
pried money away from the Antarctic. But that was a constant struggle on the argument that the Arctic is much more important to the long-term well-being of the United States. It's not in the Southern Hemisphere. It's in the Northern Hemisphere.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Now I realize today a great deal more focus is being placed on the Arctic. But anyway.
It's wonderful that we have that voice.
Yeah.
That we can do that. And, of course, the auroral... All of those studies are still going very strong as well. So, Dr. Akosofu is retired, but he's still present.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is. Yes.
Shun.
Yeah, one of the real giants in that field.
Well,
I know. Physical stature. I mean, in that field, he is a giant. He really is.
Oh, I used to visit with him regularly. Interesting man.
Yes, it took a long time for the University of Alaska Fairbanks to get the Geophysical Institute's business office, personnel office, et cetera, to finally become part of UAF.
Oh, were they?
They remained separate for a very, very, very long time. Okay. They went out kicking and screaming before they merged. Very unique mission there, that's for sure. Well, Leslie, do you have any other final thoughts?
My always last question, is there any other reflections that we haven't thought about that you wanted to share?
What occurs to you?
It sounds like you two thoroughly and completely enjoyed your time in Alaska.
It was a good experience, And it's such a unique and gorgeous state that just, and I had the great opportunity to get around it continually, and that was always great fun. We had some real fascinating issues with which to deal over the years. And Jan, you were on the board of the Alaska Rep.
Oh, yes, I had. That was one of my experiences. I served on the board of the Alaska Rep. And we had just come from Albany, where we had been instrumental in starting a new equity theater in Albany, New York. And we were doing it on a shoestring. I mean, we took over a little community theater that had a debt. We had to pay off the debt. And we built this theater in an old supermarket. And they're still there and they're still going. But we would spend no more than a quarter of the money that Alaska Rep spent. And that was when the money was just flowing, and they would have these elaborate sets where they'd have antique furniture, and I thought, oh my God, it's really more important. And they did get a good actors because they could pay, and people like to come to Alaska, so they put on good plays. But anyway, I resigned before they fell apart.
Because you knew they were.
I got out in time.
They were.
But we've continued to be very interested in theater. That's one of our things.
Oh, that's lovely.
So,
Dr. O'Dowd, you said that you still look at the Daily News Miner.
I do.
Quite often, just to keep apprised of what's happening.
Oh, I check it out every day just to see what's going on in Alaska and in Fairbanks. So, Keeps me connected.
Right. Do you do any traveling these days, or do you stay, except for to your family?
Well, we're not doing nearly as much as we did at one time.
Yeah.
We go up to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival every year.
Oh, wonderful!
And that's been our the trip that we took this year. But I.
I'm going up to Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah. My brother's in Seattle, so I still get up there. Went up for my 70th high school reunion.
Oh, that's lovely. That is lovely. If I may ask, how long have you two been married now?
63 years.
Oh, that's lovely. Wonderful. Congratulations.
So we've gotten to know one another.
One would hope. Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, I'd love to say thank you very much. It's been a wonderful... Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, we'll think of those after you leave.
Right.
You send me an email and we'll put it right into there.
I could include those stories that Brian edited. There are a fair number of those.
I can't wait to hear that whole transcript.
Well, thank you very much.
But don't need to be on the record.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for taking the time to do all this.
This is lovely.
I hope it's useful.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.